Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Burtzes. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Kochenour. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy takes first base on ball four. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Yount tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Yount scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Mark Brauhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauhart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Brauhart reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Davis reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to third. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive towards short. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Brouhard strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to third. Heath moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Heath scores. Tettleton moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Brewers, 2. Rick Waite's now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tettleton moves to third. Hill moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tettleton tags and scores. Hill tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Murphy reaches third base with a triple. Hill scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Brouhard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hill bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Tettleton scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Bochy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tettleton for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. Griffin moves to third. It's 10-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gantner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brouhard hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Brewers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to third. Hill moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Heath scores. Hill moves to third. Gallego moves to second. It's 11-2, Athletics. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Bochte hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing third base. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. Riles moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.